Hey everybody, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute day fix, your daily dose of inspiration and actionable advice to conquer whatever life throws your way. Today we're tackling something super important. The art of saying no without feeling like a total jerk about it. Ever feel like you're drowning in commitments, obligations, and requests that leave you running on fumes? You know that feeling when you agree to something just because you should or because someone gives you those puppy dog eyes? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the truth. Learning to say no is a superpower. It's not about being selfish, it's about protecting your time, energy, and sanity. Saying no allows you to focus on what truly matters, pursue your passions, and avoid burnout. So how do we actually master this skill? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you say no like a pro. 1. Remember your worth. You deserve to prioritize your own well-being and goals. Recognize that saying yes to everything doesn't make you a good person. It makes you a people pleaser who risks getting overwhelmed. Value your time and energy, they're precious resources. Think about it this way. Would you fill your car with low-grade fuel just because someone offered it for free? Probably not, right? Your time and energy are like the fuel that powers your life. Treat them with respect by saying no to things that drain you and yes to things that energize and inspire you. 2. Practice makes perfect. Saying no can feel awkward at first, like you're breaking a social rule. But the more you practice, the easier it becomes. Start small, politely decline an invitation that doesn't align with your priorities or pass on a task that someone else could handle. Remember, you don't need elaborate excuses to say no. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit right now is often enough. 3. Offer alternatives. If you feel uncomfortable simply saying no, try offering an alternative solution. Maybe you can suggest a different time or day, delegate the task to someone else, or propose a compromise that works for both parties. By showing willingness to collaborate and find solutions, you can soften the blow of saying no while still protecting your boundaries. 4. Be assertive, not aggressive. There's a fine line between being assertive and being aggressive. When you say no, do it confidently and politely. Maintain eye contact, speak clearly, and stand your ground. Avoid apologizing excessively or explaining yourself too much. You don't owe anyone a detailed justification for your decision. 5. Embrace the silence. Sometimes, the most powerful response is simply silence. If someone keeps pressuring you after you've said no, politely acknowledge their request but reiterate your stance. Don't feel obligated to engage in a lengthy debate or justification. Learning to say no is about taking control of your life and making choices that align with your values and priorities. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Think about that time you were trying to juggle too many things, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. You probably said yes to a bunch of commitments even though deep down, you knew you didn't have the capacity. Maybe you agreed to take on an extra project at work despite already having a full plate, or you promised to help a friend with something big while knowing your schedule was packed. This constant yes habit can lead to exhaustion, resentment, and ultimately, burnout. By mastering the art of saying no, you could have avoided that feeling of being stretched too thin and prioritized what truly mattered. So remember, when someone asks for something, pause before you say yes. Ask yourself, does this align with my goals? Do I have the time and energy? If the answer is no, it's okay to decline gracefully. Saying no isn't about letting people down, it's about setting healthy boundaries and protecting your own well-being. Remember, you deserve to feel empowered and in control of your time and commitments. Let me know what you think. Share your experiences with saying no, the good, the bad, and the awkward in the comments below or on our social media channels. And don't forget to subscribe to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix for daily doses of inspiration and actionable advice to help you unlock your full potential. We'll be back tomorrow with another powerful tip.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.